Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today over the phone we're joined by Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We're going to be talking about what's happening over in Emery County. Commissioner Leonard, I always look forward to our conversations. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yep, no problem, Aiden. Thank you.
You know, yesterday had a bit of a shorter commission meeting, shorter agenda, but nonetheless, it's not how long the list is, it's how quality the items are. And you had a lot of quality items, and I think the first one we can talk about is kind of an update on one we talked about in our previous conversation about the marching band making that trip to Washington, D.C. to perform at the Veterans Memorial. Two more members are joining that trip now.
Yeah, a couple more members. We felt like we needed to support them. Not very often do we get our youth going to Washington and being invited to play at the Veterans Memorial and other places in Washington, D.C. So we felt like we needed to support them on their trip. So we're excited for them.
Yeah, always exciting to see youth getting involved in the community. And there was lots of that in yesterday's meeting, because immediately after you approved that donation, you looked at Izzy Turner and her bid to go to the 2025 Governor's Honors Academy, one of the most prestigious summer academies we have here in the state of Utah.
Yeah, the Governor's Academy, they have to hold a certain GPA, be service-oriented in the community. And we felt like, you know, And we visited with like this before about some of these things. We love when our youth learns about government, community development, and we felt like this was a really good one to support Izzy on her invitation to go to that conference. So happy for her to go.
And it puts an investment in the future potential leaders in Emery County. People who go to this academy, they learn about the government. They can start turning into mayors, county commissioners, state representatives. It's always cool to see what they do with these opportunities.
Yes, correct. And the educational piece of it, it's big for our community. The more we can educate our youth and get them out in the world, the better we'll be as a county.
And then the last really education-based item that you guys had, it was a big 1-2-3 punch. You talked about the marching band, you talked about Izzy going to the Governor's Honors Academy, and you rounded out this trio of items with a donation to the Huntington Elementary Archery Team. They're making their way to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina for the World Archery Tournament.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. They attend different events, and they've qualified for World. So we felt like it was another part of that youth development, helping. It's really expensive to go back there for the days that they're going, and we were just a small donation for that, but we wanted to be in a support of that and those kids going to do that archery event. So yeah, we're excited for them.
And you know, watching and hearing them talk about archery in the commission meeting, you could tell that they're really passionate about what they're doing. There wasn't a single question that stumped them.
No, and I think the key to it is these after school programs keep our youth, you know, and I'll say it, try to keep them out of trouble, building relationships, being a part of a team, and so really excited about the coaches too. So we want to give a huge shout out to the coaches that have, you know, a lot of their expense goes towards these kids, these after school programs, but way excited that they were qualified to go to this awesome invitational. So very good.
Now, of course, always in these conversations, we'd like to spotlight a department within the county that's doing a lot of good, doing a lot of work to try and improve Emery County. And you and me both talked before we came on air, but one that's really stood out lately has been the tourism department. They've been doing a lot to try and keep those trails nice and running, advertise the county. They're just doing so much to try and drive visitors to our beautiful area.
Yeah, there's a couple things. We're focusing more on events and giving opportunities for our community as well as people outside to come to fishing tournaments, to come to different events in the county. And you know, we have bike rides, we have ATV. But we want to market in certain ways, make sure that we direct them into areas that we want them to go. There's areas that are really sensitive to the county, and we need to be cognizant of those areas and not promote those as much, but we want to promote the areas that we don't mind people attending, but we're also looking at photographers, marketers, people that can help the tourism office identify these areas that we want to send our tourists to and help us be attractive to development and economic development as well. So excited to push forward on some of these things.
And I was looking through the economic impact of some of these events you had last year. I was looking through the 2024 community event report, and they brought in roughly $1,350,000. And that's not a small chunk of change. That's great for an area like ours, especially being as rural as we are, being able to bring in that much tourism. That's incredible what they've been able to do. So a big shout out to the tourism department over in Emory County.
Yes, their office is great, and they work with us closely, and we address our community's concerns, and we try to do our best to support the office, but they're fantastic. Yep, they're great.
You know, let's close out by looking at some upcoming events around Emory County, and one of my personal favorites that's coming up is going to be Orangeville Days on Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th.
Yeah, so these community events are great. Different activities, love the booths, and these community events really, you know, keep our communities together. Sometimes we only see each other at these events in the community, so it's a great way to rub shoulders. To start off the community events, Orangeville, and then we'll start having more and more city events as we go throughout the summer.
You know, it's my favorite time of year when all these events start flowing, because it just feels like it's one after another, and it gets you through those summer months. And it's a great chance, like you said, to get out and meet those community members who you might not be seeing that often. So get out and support those community events, starting with Orangeville Days on June 13th and June 14th, a Friday and Saturday. And the last event I think we can talk about to kind of wrap us up is the Castle Country Classic Livestock Show. Always a big hit in Emory County.
Yeah, we have that's our history and heritage is farming, ranching, and animals, and we're excited for these stock shows. It brings like-minded folks to our community, and these it's really cool to see these animals that have been raised in our community and how they're showing them off. And then we get folks from outside of the area that we can glean information off and see their animals. So yeah, these are great event. So if you have a chance, please come out and support the stock show when it happens.
And again, that's going to be coming up on Thursday, June 19th, starting at 2 p.m. It's going to run also into June 20th. Now, Commissioner Leonard, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, it's we've got summer approaching, and definitely Memorial Weekend. And so we just want to give thanks to all those that have served and been a part of our community, and just want to give a shout out to those that have passed and made our community the what it is today.
Well, Commissioner Leonard, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Emory County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We're talking about what's happening over in Emory County. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.